Let's get to our guest, please.
At JJ Carafano.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games. Hey, Jim, what do you think about that open? Isn't that great?
I like that.
You approve?
Is that cool, Jimmy?
I want people to know I have deep roots.
Deep, deep roots in the South Bronx.
They go down to the subway and then they stop.
You know, I got the reaction that I expected out of Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats when the president pulled the plug on this South Korean summit. I saw a headline this morning in NBC News that, well, he only did that because he wanted to beat Kim Jong-un to the punch.
Yes. So here I am. I'm in the office, and I'm Nancy, and I'm going, I am so tired of rooting for MS-13. Who else can I root for? And they said, Kim Jong-un. He goes, great. You know what was really funny? Because people just, I mean, they were jumping out of windows.
Yeah.
And yesterday, including, you know, people I respect and you know, reporters I actually admire who actually do their homework. And I don't want to name names, but Josh Rogan.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, my God. This is, and then literally less than 24 hours later, the North Koreans said, hey, we're sorry. Well, they didn't say we were sorry, but their tone got much less bellicose. And they said they still wanted to talk. So, you know, the diplomacy is alive and well. So what's the problem here?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I think the president, like I said earlier, if you've ever shopped for a car and you're not willing to walk away when they say, let me go talk to my manager, you're not going to negotiate the best deal. You end up with something like Iran.
Yeah, I said this is like Reykjavik without the plane ride.
That's
remember,
true.
You know, Reagan goes all the way to Iceland. You know, Gorbachev wants to do a deal. Reagan says, no, it's not good enough. And he walks and everybody just like, you know, shooting themselves in the head and screaming, oh, my God. And then they turned right around. Gorbachev came back and did a deal. Look, I mean, this is, you know, very typical North Korean behavior to vacillate between being bellicose and you know, diplomatic. If anybody thinks that diplomacy with North Korea is going to be anything other than a roller coaster, they just bought a ticket to the wrong ride.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So now the White House is you know, talking about contacts with Russia and you know what I've heard people claim this hinges on, and Judge Napolitano talked about a little bit the other day, is whether or not this was an intelligence operation against Russia to find out if Russia was trying to somehow infiltrate the campaign, as opposed to something domestic where they were investigating the campaign for having contacts with Russia. That's the key difference, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know what ground truth is. Look, I am sympathetic. First, here's what we know. We know that presidents of the United States have used intelligence and law enforcement agencies for political purposes. We know that. FDR did it with FBI. LBJ did it against Goldwater. So we know it's been done, right? And
right.
We know it's wrong. So I think it's fair the American people should know what was done. And then, was it appropriate or not? I don't think this is a big issue here. I mean, I don't know what everybody's getting all emotional about. Okay, time out. What did they do? Is it right or wrong? Okay, we're done. That's it.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that. But it's everything this president does. I said earlier, if he fixed world peace tomorrow and there were no more wars, nobody was going to die, they would complain that people were living too long.
Well, here's the real question, though. What is this actually accomplishing, right? Is it diminishing the president's stature? When you actually look at his stature in the United States, I mean, his poll numbers and assets are actually going up, right?
Yes.
People worldwide are kind of blithering, but if you actually talk to the people that, you know, run these countries, they're like, oh, thank God we have an adult in charge. So, I mean, I think in many ways they just undercut their own legitimacy. You know, like really when President Trump says, you know, bloodthirsty, murdering cartels or animals, do you really think that you're going to win a lot of votes by defending the humanity of MS-13? I mean, but, you know, that would be like me saying, But the Gambino family, they were terrific cooks. I mean, their sauce. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, come on, give me a break.
Did you read the president's letter to Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
It was classic Trump, wasn't it? I mean, it had his fingerprints all over it.
You know, when I was totally unsurprised when it came out and they said the president dictated this personally, because it just sounded exactly like Trump. So if you read the letter, what's very, very clear is, one, you know, diplomacy is still an option, right? It's very, very clear in the letter. And the second thing is that, look, we're not on a path to war. I mean, President, he didn't threaten him, and he didn't give him a timetable or something else. So here's essentially what happened, which is this: the president, he'd be the first to acknowledge that he is an unconventional statesman. And, you know, when the North Koreans came and said, well, we want to talk, everybody went to him and said, hey, here's the conventional wisdom. These guys are just playing rope-a-dope. They're not really serious about denuclearization. What they mean is they want to do an arms control agreement. It doesn't mean that they want to get rid of their nuclear weapons. And the president said, look, I want to test convention. I want to test that convention. I want to test that proposition, because I have nothing to lose here. And right. So essentially he offered him an opportunity, and basically they came back and looked like they just wanted the same old rope-a-dope. So okay, I gave him a chance. They don't want to do that. Fine, we won't talk.
It's true. Very true. Hey, Jim, have a great long weekend for the holiday.
I'm off to Romania.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I'll see you. I probably won't see you next week, so I don't think I'm back till then. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to Romanians for a while.
Hey, well, good. Bring us back some good news. For whatever's going on in Romania.
Dracula's dead? What?
Yeah, I don't know what they do in Romania, so you have to tell me.
Talk to you, bud.
All right, see you now. At JJ Carafano on Twitter, heritage.org to find out more. Romania.
Yeah.
Just taking off to
everywhere.
Romania.
So I mean, I've never met anyone who travels more than he does.
I wonder if, does WOW Airlines offer $99 fares to Romania? Because they can take you to Iceland or Greenland or somewhere like that. Yeah, I got we have a friend of my daughter's in Newfoundland right now.
Oh.
I knew that was a dog. I guess I never thought much about the country.
I saw
a headline yesterday that they had 33 inches of snow overnight in Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah,
not after this winter.
Yeah, thank you. I'm done.
Bring on the sunshine.
I want some 90s.